The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now joining me in studio, executive chef at the Antar, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that emporium, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth Mullins, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pa, how are you?
Cacio e pepe.
There you go, you said it better than I would anyway. But yeah, so I'm going to cover a couple of pasta dishes because I think sometimes people go home from work and they haven't organised that for dinner. And cacio pepe is one that has four ingredients really, and it'll give you a very delicious meal.
So you go to your cupboard and it's all there.
It's all there.
So well, what do I need?
The thing you mightn't have is the pecorino, but you're going to need 200 grams of spaghetti or linguine. You need 80 grams of pecorino cheese. So pecorino is it's made very similar to parmesan, but it's made with sheep's milk. So it's quite tart and sharp. You need a good extra virgin olive oil, cold pressed preferably. And then you need a tablespoon or two of freshly ground black pepper.
And not a tomato in sight.
No tomato. And then a little bit of salt. So all you do is you grind up your pepper. If you have a pepper mill, you can do it that way, or in a mortar and pestle. That goes into a dry pan and you're going to toast that ever so slightly. Now you have a pan of salted boiling water on. In goes with your pasta. And then you're going to cook your pasta for like 6 minutes maybe. You have to cook the pasta quite al dente. The reason I want you to do that is because when you then add the pasta into the pan with a little bit of the pasta water in on top of that black pepper, the pasta water has a little bit of the flour from the pasta in there, and you're going to kind of roll it around in the pan and you're going to finish cooking the pasta in the pan. The Italians use this expression called tears of the gods, which is what they call was when they add a little bit of that pasta water into the...
Okay.
And I think it's the one mistake Irish people do when they're making pasta, and it kind of goes a little bit gloopy. So when it's in the pan, the pasta water, the black pepper and the actual pasta itself, then you start grating in the parmesan cheese, the pecorino cheese, while you're moving the pan. And what happens is the water from the pasta, the floury water, the pasta and the pecorino and the black pepper all emulsifies together, and you're left with this kind of glistening coated pasta that's quite peppery from the pepper. The saltiness is there from the cheese, and then you just into a bowl, drizzle it with a little bit of good olive oil, and I promise you it's a really, really delicious
dish. So the olive oil is not involved in the cooking at all.
You can add a little bit right at the end, which will kind of make it go a little bit more shiny. I like to drizzle it on the top. There's probably Italians now giving out to me for doing that. But really, it's the technique of emulsifying the pasta water with the pasta and the cheese that I want you to learn.
Including the grinding up, if you have those ingredients, this is less than 15 minutes and you've got a plate of food.
Really 10 or 12 minutes. And really, like, if, you know... black pepper and cheese are two things that work really, really well together. I mean, it's kind of a lesser version of a carbonara. You'd fry off your guanciale or your pancetta, and you'd follow the same technique, except you'd be adding in eggs and parmesan and the tears of the god or the pasta water to bring it all together.
Next one, penne puttanesca.
Really, really delicious dish. And this is the type of dish that I think you need to teach your kids how to cook that are going to college. Because again, all the stuff that will be in your press and it will come together really quickly, but delivers big on flavour. So this time we're going with penne pasta. You need 60 mils of a good olive oil, a clove of garlic, a couple of anchovies. I can already hear people saying I don't like anchovies, but don't worry about it. They disappear into the sauce. And if you didn't know they were there, no one told you, you'd never know they were there. They're a seasoning.
Yeah, but if they're not there, it wouldn't be as good.
It's not the same. It brings that word that chefs like to use now, umami. It's that kind of the underlying seasoning that's there. Then you need 2 pinches of chili flakes, a tablespoon of capers, 12 olives, and then a tin of good quality chopped tomatoes, 50 grams of parmesan cheese. Couldn't be easier. Pot of water on. Blanch your pasta again for 4 to 6 minutes. Follow the packet. I like to cook it quite al dente and finish it in the sauce. And then a large pan on. You're going to add the olive oil into the pan, then go in with the garlic on a medium heat, and you saute that garlic for about 2 minutes with no colour. What we're trying to do is just take the harshness away from the garlic. Then we go in with the chilies and the anchovies, and just use a wooden spoon, run the anchovies around, and you'll see they'll disappear. They'll just go into the olive oil. Then you go in with the tomatoes. You're going to cook that sauce for about 7 or 8 minutes, and then just before you go in with the pasta, in with the olives, which are pitted, plenty of black pepper, and then you just get that pasta into that sauce, bring it all together, little half a ladle full of the water, the tears of the gods again, just to bring it all together, and then into a pan, loads and loads of parmesan on top, and then away you go. That's
now,
it.
This thing, you've mentioned it twice, I think, before, that you add the pasta to the sauce, not the sauce to the pasta.
Yeah, there's some pasta dishes like bolognese, and, you know, we would have always had it, this kind of overcooked pasta in the bottom of the bowl, and then a big spoonful of this kind of fairly bland mince on top. But really, a bolognese is a slow-cooked ragu, and then it's served on top of a little bit of pasta. But I actually prefer when you toss it through, a little bit of the sauce, and then just brings it all together.
Now, spaghetti with lemon, garlic, parsley, and chilli with grilled garlic bread.
Yeah, so again, like, you could do this dish with prawns or clams or mussels, but if you wanted to keep it even cheaper and simpler, and again, you're going to your press when you come home from work, 400 grams of spaghetti, 80 mils of good olive oil, 4 cloves of garlic this time, 4 shallots, and shallots are really what's needed here. The other onion will be a little bit too strong. 1 fresh chilli or a bit of dried chilli, juice of a lemon, splash of white wine if you have it, and then some parsley, parmesan cheese and salt and pepper. Again, boil up your pasta, heat your olive oil, in with the garlic, sauté it for a couple of minutes, then in with your shallots and your chilli, then add in your white wine and pop a lid on, and you're just going to let that tip away in the stove while your pasta is cooking. Cook your pasta for about 6 minutes, then you throw it into that winey, garlicky sauce that you've made. Again, moving it around in the pan with a little bit of the pasta water, and then in with your parmesan cheese, in with a good squeeze of lemon again, loads of chopped parsley, and finish it with more parmesan cheese. And that's that dish made. To make the garlic bread, it's a clove of garlic, 3 tablespoons of butter and some parmesan cheese. Cut your sourdough or your baguette on a little bit of an angle, out onto a tray, drizzle it with a little bit of olive oil, and then smear on that garlic butter onto each of them. Pop them into a preheated oven at 180 degrees for about 6 to 8 minutes. Just before it's finished, take it out, more parmesan on the top and back in, and you get this wonderful toasted garlic bread. And that dish could really be on the table within 15 minutes if you were moving and shaking, like I like to do when I'm in
Once
the kitchen.
Once you've done it the first time, the second time it'll be 15
And really,
minutes.
The thing that I want people to think about, it's that emulsification process. So it's shaking the pan, adding in the cheese, especially for the cacio e pepe and the dish that I just told you. And when the cheese goes in, it'll start going nice and creamy. Really delicious. As always, I'll throw the recipes up on my Instagram. But yeah, really simple cooking, but a little bit of technique, but delivers big on flavour.
Quick food.
Yeah, really quick.
All right.
Yeah.
Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Annantara The Marker. Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.